Ah, another thing, I don't know whether this is printed, because it is rather... Yeah, it shouldn't go in print. I don't know whether it has been taken in or not. War time. At that time, there was no respect for any human being here in India. Apart from war, war had ended. This time, war had ended. And talks of what you call independence are going on. The struggles are there. It seemed that the British had forgotten their promise. And then there was a struggle and this and that. At last, they came to this point, yes, independence is granted, and there was partition of India. And with the partition started the flow of blood, you see. And respect for humankind was no longer there. There was respect only for the dead bodies, the corpses, as we call them. We were traveling most at that time. That is all as a sequel to the war, that period, whole period. And we are traveling. And what to do now? The thing is that there is no safety in compartment. Just take it. They all have their knives and all that, daggers and all that they do is just as if they're ripping the pumpkin there, you know. Just put the dagger through the stomach, finish. That's the end of it. Throw it. You're Mohammedan. Oh, you are a Mohammedan. Hindus would say, you are a Mohammedan. Oh. Because he says, no, no, I'm not a Mohammedan, I'm a Hindu. Then he would say, then they would make him naked and see whether he's circumcised or not. So the Hindus are not circumcised. So such sight scenes were there in the compartment, mind you. Such was the situation at that time, and we are traveling. This is just a little setup to give you the idea. And what do we see? We are while traveling outside the windows, what happens is there are corpses there. There are corpses inside the carriages. There's respect only for the corpses inside the carriages. Then when they see a corpse, well, there is some dignity in the corpse. There is a dead body, that's all. Then they don't play any mischief with anybody. There is no communal feeling there. Okay. So such is the scene of that time. Now we are traveling, so we are also men of the world. So we know how to travel and what to do, and we have to be very particular about it because our Lord is with us. So we can't just be boobies like that. We have to, yes, no. So what we do is, Baba also gives us hints that what we should do is have a small compartment to ourselves, and usually the carriage that is there at the time was such that joined to the engine, nobody would want to go to the engine side, you see, because it's the train is on the platforms are rather small, and the engines carry a couple of carriages further away from the platform. So near the engine is always a small compartment. We thought that, well, we have to go a long distance now, so the best is that we should have a small compartment, only holding 5 or 6 people there, a small little thing. So we did get it because we sat at the time from Bombay VT, that is the starting point. So we could go there, go in the first, much earlier than the train scheduled time, and also we get it. So we got, at that time, we were lucky to get. It was something that, coincidence, we could get that. And we parked ourselves there, and we were comfortable. We started playing cards, and we were having a good time amongst us and all that. As we proceeded further towards the north of India, we could see all this. The corpses are carried inside the carriages to be hauled to their hometowns and this, and we see the corpses on the railway lines, and all this is we are seeing. And the train is now filled with corpses and passengers. The relatives are there, they're crying and beating their breasts and all that. Nobody thought of entering our compartment because our carriage would be taken further away from the platform itself. So nobody thinks about it. Just where the platform is, then naturally the rush is there. They would like to get inside the compartment. So we are having a good time. So nobody just... It's good that we are here and all that. But then what we find, every station that comes, you know, we find the rush is more and more, getting towards some more place. All compartments are filled. All carriages are... They don't... The capacity is all full up. What to do? So now what this? They're coming towards our engine side. So I said to Baba, Baba, now it seems that it is very close to us now. They're coming towards us now. So Baba says to me, says, get me immediately. Get me a bed sheet. bed sheet, you know, from a white sheet. And he lies himself on the one single seat that is there and says, cover me up like a corpse. Is that printed also?
Taped.
Oh, it's good. Oh,
I may have read it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Go ahead.
Huh? Is this printed? It's printed?
Yeah. Is that so? As soon as that's so, sir.
So then cover me like a corpse, you see. So when they came, surely next junction they did come. Every time the train would stop, he would just lie down as a corpse. And then you have to cover him up and he would be just like that. And they would look, oh, just a small carriage, we are all huddled like that, and one seat, that is the only seat that is there, is given to the cops. So they would just leave us and don't bother us. As soon as the train starts, Baba will throw the thing out and say, see how good trick that we played, you know, and like that. See how he went through all that.
The stench must have been terrible.
Huh?
The stench.
Yeah, it was terrible, yeah, it is terrible. The sight, the feelings at that time.
Oh, sure.
You could hear the moans and all that. Mm.